This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new report out today on food waste. Not how much of it there is, but rather how much money we lose when we toss food that's past its sell-by date. There are those for whom those dates are hard and fast rules, and there are others for whom those rules are merely guidelines. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Wander into your local grocery store and you'll find food stamped with all kinds of dates. The sell-by date is for the store, for stock rotation. The use-by date is for us consumers, but it just tells us when a product is at its peak. We don't realize we can eat stuff after the use-by date and not get sick. Dana Gunders is a food scientist at the Natural Resources Defense Council, which released today's report.
The vast majority of Americans are confused and throwing away food prematurely.
Gunders estimates that Americans throw out up to $450 of perfectly good food every year. She says manufacturers are a bit too conservative with their use-by dates. They want you to get just the right amount of crunch from that potato chip. David Fikes is with the Food Marketing Institute, a trade group for stores and manufacturers. He says, look, manufacturers are just protecting their brands. And it's not like they want you to throw stuff away, so you have to go out and buy more.
Who wants to produce something only to have it pitched?
Right now, there's no federal standard on food labeling, just a patchwork of state and local rules. Michael Dunn teaches food science at Brigham Young University. He says things might be easier for manufacturers if the Fed stepped in.
It's always nice to have uniformity so that you can distribute broadly without worrying about individual state and local regulations.
But there's a catch. If manufacturers had to do a lot of retooling to comply with new federal rules, they'd pass the costs on to consumers. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.